health, the Māori Health Authority is the move towards quality of life, but it's still not embedded in us long enough for us to then have a discussion around death.
That's right. Well, we're not having these discussions, and yes, the Māori Health Authority should lead that, because if they want to have relevance to our communities, they need to listen to all the issues around health and disability that we need to say to them, because they're the ones that are going to implement, and they can't do it visibly as we have with the DHBs, where they're tied to each hospital. This is going to be different. So I'd like to know how they're going to communicate back and get the feedback and the input, because while they are a voice, if they go around making decisions without talking to the community, they're not going to be relevant to Māori very long. You know, you cannot have a Māori Health Authority without a leeway in for Māori to be able to feed back and say, hang on, Kari, where's your voice for whānau hauā? What about our kuia, our koro? What about our rangatahi? We need them to link to us so that we link it back to them, and it becomes relevant to changing the health system in a more positive way.
At the end of the day, you would agree, would you not, Dr. Hohana, that this legislation has been rushed through?
Oh, it was very rushed through. November the 7th, we're now going to have the right to legally have the state kill human beings in this country, whether or not, you know, terminal, all of that argument, but they're going to have the right to kill our community. And I hate to say it like that, but that's exactly what it is. And they know that they are not allowed, like a doctor is not allowed to say to someone, you're terminal, oh, and by the way, you can have euthanasia now. They're not allowed to. We know that, we also know that, you know, a stranger person making a decision around life and death is problematic if they don't know the client. And it's easy to manipulate someone with that lack of knowledge. So there's a whole bunch of issues. But for Māori, we need to have those conversations, and we need the Māori Health Authority to take charge and start to put a cultural lens on that, as well as policy around our health and wellbeing in the health and disability sector.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to call it all. Good to see you. Thanks very much. We look forward to seeing, well, I look forward to seeing how this ethics committee grapple with this very, 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 you know, taumaha kaupapa. Thank you very much for joining us. Me tuku mihi ki a.
You too.